Friday up in our building. How about
that? And you've got the key on the second floor.
That's fine. Not very good.
She's on the
way. No.
Must have been 202 shares.
She didn't have an easy life. It's going to be a nice weekend. My other wife, my kids are coming.
Bible study. It's on the study of John, the John, and we are going to be starting that this Wednesday as well. I have the books over in the fellowship hall, so you need to come and see me so you can do the reading for this week, and then you'll be prepared on Wednesday evening as we start our 40-day. We've already started our 40-day journey through Lent, so I hope you can come out and join. There are sign-up sheets in the back and the narthex there on the podium for the Bible study as well as the men's retreat. I would like to remind you, all the men as well, about that. We'll be going up to the Rainbow River in Dun Ellen, Rainbow Springs. It's a beautiful, beautiful place. And we'll be there March 4th through the 6th. We're going up on Friday morning and come back Sunday afternoon. But we hope all the men, I think we have about 15 men signed up at this point. We can have up to 25. 25 can have beds. So if we get more than 25, we'll have some air mattresses going on. But we certainly have plenty of room for any men that would like to join us on that men's retreat weekend. So just put your name on the sign-up sheet back there and talk to me about it. And I hope that the men will join us on that great weekend. It's not just about fun. We're also going to be spending time in fellowship. And it's a spiritual retreat as well. We'll be doing time of worship together and communion on the river. There will be time spent just being in the presence of the Lord, and we'll have a lot of time for prayer and just thinking about how important God is in our lives. I hope you all can join us for that, all the men in the church as well. A reminder, next Sunday is United Methodist Men's Sunday. They will be doing the service, providing all aspects of the service. And we need to remind the men, every man sitting here today, next Sunday you're in the choir. So you need to be here at 9:30. They'll meet in the choir room, which is straight up the sidewalk, that door on this side of the fellowship hall. They said we don't need any more than 5 minutes practice for this choir because they're all so good. So Wendell, in 5 minutes, you'll be able to really whip them into shape. So it only takes about 5 minutes, and you will sing like what?
Angels.
The Mormon Tabernacle Choir, the Boys Choir, what are they going to sound like in 5 minutes? But anyway, it's going to be beautiful, so we hope that you'll be here and participate in that. So be here for a little rehearsal time ahead of time at 9:30. So be sure and be here for that. I'm ready to worship the Lord and Savior, are you?
Amen.
And I'd like to invite Lane Loucher to come forward at this time as we have the presentation of colors.
Present colors. Post colors. Everyone, please join me for the Pledge of Allegiance. Dr. Ruth.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Two. And will everyone please join me in the Christian Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag and to the Savior for whose kingdom it stands, one brotherhood, united in all mankind, in service and in love.
Thank you. You may be seated.
Representative here at Lakeside United Methodist Church for Boy Scout Troop 204, who's been here through the chartered organization of the Methodist Men since 1971. This year is our 45th anniversary.
All right.
This morning we recognize Scout Sunday, annually celebrated in the United States since 1910. Scout Sunday was added in the mid-1940s so that churches such as Lakeside can allow Scouts to be recognized on how to live their lives. As pledged each week in the Scout Oath, likewise the Scout Law, a Scout is reverent, and Scouts of all ages promise to do their duty to God. Does Scouting change lives? You bet it does. an article I read in the Methodist Men's flyer here says there was a 3-year survey of young people in the Philadelphia area that shows more time kids spend in scouting, the better the outcomes in character development. The survey of 1,800 scouts and 400 non-scouts found youngsters who are engaged in scouting report positive changes in hopefulness, helpfulness, obedience, cheerfulness, kindness, and trustworthiness. For 3 years, the research team from Tufts University worked with the BSA Cradle of Liberty Council to measure the character attributes of scouts and non-scouts. The study was funded by the John Templeton Foundation. At the end of the 3 years, non-scouts decreased in cheerfulness, helpfulness, and obedience, while scouts showed major improvement in all three attributes. Both groups showed some improvement in kindness, hopefulness, and trustworthiness, but scouts were far ahead of the non-scout group. At this time, I would like to recognize the boys that are here. Our troop has gone down in numbers, but our spirit is strong, and we will make a comeback for more boys in our Boy Scout troop. Mr. Corbett is here this morning with his wife, Sharon. Mike is the reason that I got involved in scouting. Please stand, Mike. My son and I joined Scouts because of his character and the way he presented the scouting program and so forth. Of course, there's Ken Chanel, everybody knows. Sally is here, and then the boys, I really appreciate you guys coming out today. Thank you so much. These Scouts you see before you today are the good part of our future country and community. Thank you, Lakeside, for being the moral compass in these lives and many more to come, we hope, over the years. Thank you.
Thank you. hospital opening prayer. God of signs and wonders, God of power and love, God of breath and life, you make no distinctions between us, distinctions of ethnic origin or race or gender, riches or poverty. All who believe in you will be saved. In you, we learn to trust the changing seasons, giving thanks as winter turns to spring and long, dark nights give way to brighter days. In you, we find the courage to turn away from all that is false, rejoicing instead in the constancy of your love. You, who are our rock and our redeemer, save us from falling into temptation as we turn our hearts to you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Good morning. I had Shadow last night, and God really protected him, and so I just really need to say thank you. And it's a huge praise. So I just need to say that. I need to give him credit, and I didn't have time to write it for Pastor, so Bob, let me say it now. our verse today is Psalms 8:1. Our Lord, how majestic is your name on all the earth.
A turtle? Okay. Why do we celebrate Valentine's Day? This is not even what I was going to talk about this morning. I've been easily distracted today, so. Why do we do that? Because we love each other? We love people? We love one another, don't we? Keep your head like this. Yes. Okay, we're not going to talk about that today. We're going to talk about, yes we are, does Jesus need a Valentine's from us? A card? Have you sent out Valentine's cards to anyone? Do you do that in school anymore? Probably don't allow that in school anymore. Cool. All right, that's cool. Well, you know, when we like someone, we like them to know. If we like Jesus, do we need to send a Valentine's card to Jesus? How does he know we love him? Do you ever tell Jesus you love him? Do you? When we pray today, I want you to say it out loud with me. We're going to tell Jesus how much we love him. Does Jesus give you a Valentine's card? How much did he do to prove his love for us? He died on the cross for us. There's not many people that would do that for other people, are there? But that was pretty dramatic, I'm sure. Well, we need to realize today that we tell people we love them, but we need to remember to tell Jesus that we love Jesus. Because Jesus likes to hear from us that we love him just as much. Can we ever love him as much as he loves us? Kind of tough to do. God has the corner on love, doesn't he? But we should learn from Jesus to love others the way Jesus loves. Amen. So if that's the case, everyone is our Valentine. That's for all of you. Everyone is your Valentine. Not just people you care about, a boy or a girl that you hold attention to your eye. The older girls are squirming now. I think it's time we pray and tell Jesus how much we love him, and I let you off the hook. Let's pray. Now repeat our prayer after me, okay? Dear Jesus, Lord, we love you. Kids, you got to help me with this as well. Say it out loud. Jesus, I love you. Father, we are grateful for the love that you have showered down upon us. Father, we pray for your love to be spread among your people. Jesus, we love you. And in your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Good deal. We're going to Sunday school. Right?
Cool.
And we have youth group today at 12:30. We're meeting in the youth room. Right, Miss Maria? Amen. Okay. You can stay up here if you want. The time of our service when we go before the Lord in prayer. And some of our prayer requests have just come to my attention this morning. We've got folks that definitely need some extra prayers this morning as well. Hear these names and lift them up in prayer. Your bulletin as well has the prayer list in there. I hope you take that home and pray over that this week as well. Phyllis Harrington, she's been in and out of hospital. We chased her around all over Palm Beach County. But I believe now she is back in Avante Healthcare. She's doing better, so continue to pray for Phyllis Harrington. A kin friend as well who had a pacemaker procedure towards the end of the week, and we're just continuing to pray. He's home and doing well, so continue to pray for that. Sheila Myers and Lois fell this past week, so we're lifting them up as well. We've had a couple more falls. I just heard about these this morning. Mary Hannah has fallen, and Marilyn Carter have both had falls yesterday, and both have spent time with JFK. Mary has been admitted to JFK for tests, but they don't think there's anything broken. But we just need to keep Mary and Marilyn in our prayers this week as well. Folks, falling is not good. Let's try not to do that. Maybe we do it on purpose. Barbara's back for healing as well. And Andy and Karen, they have both been suffering from the flu. So we continue to lift them up as well. Good to see you, Karen. Boy, they've been sick for quite some time. So Andy and Karen, we continue to pray for you as well. Travel mercies, we do have folks still traveling. Sharon Bowman will be coming back from Michigan on Tuesday, so safe travel for her as well. Praise from Albert David Abdul, a young man who joined our church a few months ago. He really found himself in a pickle, but he called me this past week and said God has answered his prayer. So for Albert, continue to pray. There's some legal matters and things that he was facing that have come to a good end for him, and we just continue to lift him up in our prayers. Albert, this morning. Whatever you brought with you today, the burdens you've carried in, leave them in here. This is a good place to leave them. God is here to pick them up and take them back with him and to relieve you of the pressure of life that we face today. So as it's not been said, as in your heart today, now is the time for you to go before the Lord as well. Let's bow our heads and pray together. Gracious and loving God, we are so grateful for the beautiful sunshine you've given us today, the life of this church, all of those that have filled this place today, come seeking each one of us something different from you today, Lord. But I pray today as we leave here, we leave our burdens behind, we leave our hurts, our sorrows, our worries for loved ones who are sick. Father, the weight of the world is lifted from our shoulders when we give it up to you. I pray today, Lord, that today is a day of rebirth, renewal. Father, I thank you for loving us the way you do, for sending your Son to represent love to the world. Father, we live in a darkened and turmoil-filled world, a world that has become hardened to the love of Christ. Father, I pray today that we can live our lives as examples of people who believe and trust. And when needed, we seek shelter under your wings. Father, today we have praises as well. I give praise for Troop 204 and the long legacy of the men and women who have guided these young men that have laid out a path of discernment for them to make right choices in their lives. Father, we're thankful for the leaders, the many, many, many that there have been over the years. Father, we give you thanks for their dedication, their support of scouting, for the love that they share with these boys. These boys who will soon become men and will be leaders in our world. We pray your divine guidance upon them. Father, today we want to feel joy. We want to feel the love of a Father. A Father who loves us. Father, we're grateful to be your children. Father, we pray a blessing today upon our communities where there is discord, where there is hatred, let your seeds of love be sown. Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for all of us that have gathered here today with trust and truth in our hearts. Let us now feel your your presence among us. As we pray together the Lord's Prayer, our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Thank you.
loving God, receive our offering with the love in which we intend. Father, we love you and we give back willingly to your kingdom. We pray in Jesus' holy name. Amen. You may be seated. Since it's Scout Sunday, I thought we're going to talk about camping. Scouts, you like to go camping? Camping's pretty cool, isn't it? Our scripture today out of Psalms is talking about camping in the best of places. Our scripture today is coming from Psalm 91, verses 1 and 2, and then 9 through 16. Please stand if you're able for the reading of God's Word this morning. Living in the Most High shelter, camping in the Almighty shade, I say to the Lord, you are my refuge, my stronghold. You are my God, the one I trust. Because you've made the Lord my refuge, the Most High, your place of residence, no evil will happen to you. No disease will come close to your tent, because he will order his messengers to help you, to protect you wherever you go. They will carry you with their own hands, so you don't bruise your foot on a stone. You'll march on top of lions and vipers. You'll trample young lions and serpents underfoot. God says, because you are devoted to me, I'll rescue you. I'll protect you. Because you know my name, wherever you cry out to me, I'll answer. I'll be with you in troubling times. I'll save you and glorify you. I'll fill you with old age. I'll show you my salvation. Amen. Let's pray. Gracious and loving God, we are so grateful for the psalmist's encouraging words today, Father, as we seek refuge. Our tent will be pitched where you will protect us. We love you, Jesus. We pray in your name. Amen. You may be seated. What about this message this week? I thought that is a perfect scripture that scouts will be able to relate to. Who likes to camp? You know, when I was young, I really liked to camp. And then sleeping on the ground, all of a sudden, didn't become that all appealing to me. We used to camp and hunt out in the Corbett area. I don't know if Pratt & Whitney still tests the way they do of any or not, but the water would be this deep. To get out of the water, you had to climb a tree. And then they would test run those engines all night. They had mounds of dirt built up in the campsites. And you lay there all night with this roar in your head and the ground. I thought finally, you know what? I'm from Missouri. I like dry ground. I don't like to climb a tree to get out of the water. I don't like the ground to shake when I'm trying to sleep. So I said, I don't like camping anymore. But I really do. But you know what kind of camping I like now? The one my wife said, if you buy a nice big RV, we'll go camping. Or Holiday Inn Express, whichever comes first. And that makes you a lot smarter, by the way, we hear. Well, you know, our scripture today is telling us that God protects our tent. When we go camping, as young people, I used to love to camp and spend time in the woods. We lived in Missouri, and I could just go down over the hill. We lived out on the edge of town. And we would camp out in the woods. Nice little creek there. It was beautiful. Until you actually tried to cook beans on an open fire. I never got the hang of that. I'm sure you guys probably eat a lot better than that now, right? The food is good. Well, our scripture today is telling us that when we pitch our tents under the watchful eye of God, we're safe. Now, when I used to camp, I didn't always feel quite that safe. But as life's gone on for me, I've learned where to pitch my tent. Where to drop my sleeping bag for the night. David knew this. David was the baby of their family. You know the story of David and his trials and tribulations. He was the youngest of Jesse's boys. No doubt he was picked on like me, the baby of the family. Is that why you named me David? Here's my mom, by the way, so I can ask her these personal questions. But David knew where to go. David watched the sheep. He knew where to go at night to protect the sheep. He knew how to go into the cleft of the rock. We hear that in the Bible, the cleft of the rock. What is that? That's a safe place, a place of safety. You can protect your back. The Bible tells us that the rock is what?
Jesus.
God. Funny how that comes about. David had troubled times throughout his life. As a shepherd, he had to keep the wolves and the lions away from the sheep. When he served in Saul's court, he found himself on the run. He had to run and hide. But he always ran to God. And once David sat on the throne of Israel, he sometimes had to run and hide for his life. Then too, didn't he? To hide from his enemies. In our world today, we don't know necessarily who our enemies are, do we? We can say it's ISIS. We can say it's Russia. We can say it's a country. But our enemies today are a lot closer to home, aren't they? The enemies we face on a daily basis. We all go through seasons in our life when we're forced to seek shelter. Where do you go when you're forced to seek shelter? I come across people all the time that are running about willy-nilly looking for a place of shelter. When I say, slow down, stop. Take a minute. Pray. Spend some time with God. There's people today that do not know where their sanctuary is. I pray that each one of you today know where your sanctuary lies. Where to pitch your tent. I've had some of the men on the men's retreat say, are we sleeping on the ground in tents? I'm not telling you until you get there. No, it's nice. It's a very nice place, right? It is. Why are they willing to go? Because they trust me. How many men that are going on the men retreat are in constant prayer to God that God don't let this turn out bad for me? Our refuge is in our God. God is our rock. We find ourselves battling storms in our lives. When we do, we need to know where to go to get our back against the rock, to protect ourselves. My prayer for you is that you know where to go. We're not focusing on the storms of our lives today. We're focusing on where we go for help. For one, we can't handle this alone, right? We call out to God. We need those coming along beside us as well, right? We need spiritually strong people to hold us up. We need to know where to go to find those people in our lives. You know, our scripture today, Psalm 91, tells us there is a place. It's safety. Do we always feel safe today in our world? I say it all the time. When things are going well, aren't I doing a great job of my life? When things are going bad, I ask God, what happened, God? You're slipping. God, you're not handling this very well. When things are going good, I'm doing well. A lot of people turn towards God in times of trouble. When trouble comes, we're not going to hope in Him. We're going to run to Him. I want to read to you from Psalm 46, verses 1 through 5. God is our refuge and strength, to a help always near in times of great trouble. That's why we won't be afraid when the world falls apart. Are we not afraid when the world falls apart? We're called to be brave. When the mountains crumble into the center of the sea, when its waters roar and rage, when the mountains shake because of its surging waves, there is a river whose streams gladden God's city, the holiest dwelling of the Most High. God is in that city. It will never crumble. God will help it when morning dawns. I pray we get reassurance from that scripture this morning. It's our secret place. It's our secure place. The places of secret security, are we called to share them with others? That's part of what this is about. Our secure place, our safe place. A lodge of resting. There are those that shudder at the noises of the night, but not you. Under the shadow of His protection. I want you to leave here today reassured that no matter what happens, no matter where you pitch your tent, guys, God has got your back. Push push it against that rock. That's not just a rock. That's God protecting you. God is giving you a fighting chance. He's giving all of us a fighting chance. It's not my hand outstretched, but the hand, mind, grasp that holds me up. I love that quote. It's not my hand outstretched doing anything. It's the one that grabs a hold of it and pulls me up. He's not only with me in the cleft of the rock, He is the rock. I hope that reassures you today. I hope it's something you will tell others. Ezekiel 33 speaks of it being a place of trusting. My God, in Him I will trust. Our world can be bleak, but with a God that loves us, who's God's characteristics of faithfulness and trustworthiness. Where do we hear that from? Faithfulness and trustworthiness. Those are the same things that the scouts proclaim in their pledge. The oath that they take are God's own words. That's awesome. Trust. He provides for us, He protects us, and He delivers us. Jesus never fails us. Think I got an amen for that? Jesus never fails us. If you leave with nothing else today, leave with that thought. Jesus never fails us. Jesus loves you. It's Valentine's Day. Today you get a Valentine's from Jesus. He sends His love to you. He's never failed us yet. He never will. Folks, today we celebrate what God means to us, what we mean to one another, how we love one another. I hope you all don't get sick of me preaching about loving one another. Because as crazy and mixed up as our world is, all we have to lean on is love for one another. You realize that? We're only going to get through this mess because we care about someone else more than ourselves. Let's pray. Gracious and loving God, we are so grateful for the love and security we find in Jesus Christ. Father, today we celebrate the Boy Scouts in our church. We celebrate the families that they represent, the lives that they will go on to lead in our communities and their homes. That they will become men of God. Father, thank You for them and their families. Father, bless us now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God leaves us alone.
Thank you.
Anyone been through the storm?
Yeah.
Storms are inevitable, aren't they?
Amen.
But put your back against the rock. That's where we're going to make it. That's the only way we're going to make it. Receive this blessing. Father, as we leave this place, I pray a blessing upon each soul that goes through the door. Father, let them be an example of a faith, trusting, believing Christian. We pray in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Amen.
Ha, ha, ha.